Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander, another Saturday morning. We're going to talk about a couple things this morning, but we have to talk about the market a little bit. Leanne, what is going on with these wild swings, up 180, down 180, up 300, down 300? What's going on?
The markets are reacting to everything that's going on out there, and especially the drop in oil prices. That started it. But it's not only that. What is going on in Europe? What is going on in China? What is going on in Japan? We have the strongest economy, and we are looking very, very good. Unemployment is down. We're seeing income going up. We had actually, when they got right down to it, the retail time was really good because the retail side actually started earlier than just that week or two before Christmas. And I could go on and on. Mergers and acquisitions. Companies have been doing well. Some of the earnings have not been as good as what the analysts projected. But basically, we are waiting now to hear what the Fed is going to say. Basically, it's one of those situations where the markets will react to a global economy plus some things that can change in our economy. So we'll see what the Fed does. We'll see where we go there. But I think as we go more into the year, we'll find out that we will have a nice market.
So you think of a positive situation with the market?
I think positive, yes. We don't like to see those swings. It's a good time to buy when the market goes down, and it may be a time that you have to reallocate your portfolio and look it over carefully as to what you hold, but we are not in the situation that we are where a lot of other economies are. We've been through that, and we are coming out on top.
Yeah, some of the other countries are having a lot of problems right now, and it appears we're doing much better.
Well, and when we have the terrorism threats, that's not a good thing. And that is something that's going to hang over a lot of these countries. That tourism attack in France was horrible. And all those things will affect the global economies. And then when they really start working on that and start getting that in sync with what's going on with their economies and what's going on globally, it will start to settle down a little bit, but people and countries are going to have to be on high alert for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. This isn't something that's going to be fixed overnight. Okay. Are we good on the economy?
Yeah, I think so. The big thing is just to be aware of what's going on around you.
Okay.
And be aware of what's going on with the markets and be aware of what's going on in the global situations. That's the important thing.
Okay. I want to bring up something. Right before Christmas, I was referred by clients of mine to a young couple who had recently gotten married, and the mother of the bride said, "Would you please go talk to them?" I said, "Well, I got to have an introduction." She said, "I will set it up." So she set it up. So I went and sat down, and I talked to them. And unfortunately, like a lot of young people, they really hadn't thought about their future, what they were going to do, any insurance programs, much about retirement. But they had snowmobiles, and they had a fishing boat, and they had other toys. So we sat down and we talked about some things. And one of the things that I mentioned to them, to both of them, was the human life value. And what we're really looking at there is, what do you think a father and a young, or not a father, they didn't have children yet, a young couple, what their value was to the family? And that was the thing that we spent time on, the human life value. to the family. They were planning on having children in the future. And so that's the thing we discussed. We talked about, do they have life insurance? No. They said we might have a little one, but they really didn't have any. Do you have disability insurance? No. Do you have health insurance? Yeah, they had health insurance through, one of them had health insurance through work. That's good. Do they have their car insurance, their homeowner's insurance? Yes, they had those, which is nothing I can even talk about because I don't get involved in those. But they did not have a 401k, and they had a small IRA that they'd put in a year ago or 2 years ago. So my question is to them, what is your plan? What are you going to do for yourself and for her or for him? They hadn't thought about that. So let's give you a little background. He was making about 50 a year. She was making about 40, and they're pretty close to 30 years old. So I said, let's think about this for a little bit. You've got about 30 years or 35 years to work. He's going to make, without any increase in salary, he's going to make about $1.5 million. She will probably take time off for babies, but she will probably make $750,000 to $1 million over the years based on this kind of income if she goes back to work. How are you going to protect that? And that's the key to this human life value. You've got an asset, and how do you protect that asset? And I told them the story, if you had a machine in the basement of your house, and every year that baby cranked out $50,000, printed the money, and you were able to spend it, how much would you insure that for? Well, she kind of smiled, and she said, I get your point. He was not sure exactly where I was going with that. I said, you'd surely want to insure that for $50,000 a year. And, yeah, that's right. So that's the situation we had to talk about. We needed to do a financial plan.
When you talk about a financial plan, you have to have your base covered. If you have extra assets, your home is an asset. Your investments are assets. Your ability to work is an asset. But to protect it, you have to have your insurances in place, and that's what you were referring
to. That's where I was going with this, yes.
When you go from there, first of all, you have to lay down what are your goals and what are your objectives. What is your income, which you've already talked about? Do you have assets that you can use if you have an emergency? And there will be emergencies. Health.
Even your refrigerator might go out like ours did this week.
Actually, our refrigerator went out when we had a house full of company. That was an interesting situation.
We lived out of a cooler.
Cooler. But the point is, you have to be sure you have the protection, and that is your base. So you set your goals and objectives. You look at all of your assets. You look at your ability to work, because that's an asset. You look at your retirement. You look at your home, but you set your goals and objectives, review your assets, and then you start developing your plan, which includes, and must be one of the beginning things that you do, covering any assets that you get.
Obviously, and then one of the questions I asked him, I said, do you have insurance on your home? Well, yeah, you can't get a mortgage unless you've got homeowner's insurance. Yep. What about your automobile? Well, the state says you got to have insurance. Yep. What pays for the home? What pays for the automobile? You do. But you don't have any insurance on yourself. This was the thing that was kind of interesting to see them kind of open their eyes and kind of shake their heads and say, yeah, you're right. We do need to think about some of these things without jumping into it right away. Seeing where we are and where we want to go.
One of the things that they also needed to look at more closely was what they had available at work. Sometimes at work you can have different coverages and you don't even pay attention to it when you sign up or when you go to work for that company. Other times, if that company doesn't offer it, where they take part of the payment, etc., they may have the ability to help you get insurance in different areas, because they may say, okay, we can't cover this insurance, but you can get this insurance by paying extra. So you have to review what is available to you at work. Once you know what you have at work, you can then go ahead and make plans as far as what you yourself, all by yourself, will cover.
If somebody had a question, whom could they go to, Leanne? Who would you suggest that they ask for help?
When you look for somebody to talk to, it depends upon who you want to visit with. First of all, you're going to want to look at having a group of people that you're going to be dealing with. You will deal with the insurance agent. That is part of your group. You will look at probably dealing with a financial planner or with somebody who's in the securities industry that will probably help you with your, you know, what you have at work as far as your 401k there. So you're going to have different people involved. You will have an attorney involved because of the fact that you have to think about having a program in case one of you becomes disabled
or dies
or deceased. So you have to think about setting up something there with the attorney, too, so you have an estate plan, some kind of a program in place there. Then you also need to think about the CPA, someone who can help you with what your taxes will be, what the good parts and the bad parts of that will be, what will work for like an IRA, all of those things that will help you and guide you in setting up a program. All of these people are part of your program. They are part of the, let's call them the staff that you will be working with.
Everybody should have a staff to give you assistance. And then the other thing is, listen to what they tell you. If they say you need to do this, then you probably should do it. They're probably giving you only the advice that they think is the best for your situation. And I've many times I'll run into people say, yeah, I was told years ago I should do this, but I never did it. Well, why? I don't know. I didn't think it was that important. Now you're going to do it 20 years or 30 years later. It's very expensive to do what you've been told to do.
Those advisors are really, really geared to help you, and you are hiring them to work for you and with you. That's why you need, we can call it a staff,
yeah, sure.
Why you need those advisors to help you, and they all have their different specialties. So you need to decide who you want to work with in these different areas.
There is no specific, no one that you have to listen to totally, but when they tell you something that should be done, you probably should listen to them. What you really are, what we're, Leanne and I are both saying, is you need a plan, a financial plan, and you need to put this together early on in a family situation rather than late on, because you simply do not get it done if you put it off. You need to get it done early on. We're getting close to the end. If you have a question, we'd love to have you call us or email it into the office here, into the radio station. Give us a call at 651-436-3997 or
651-365-5000. Thank you for joining us on The Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of The Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for The Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.